Dr. Walter Lear.
I'm a public health specialist. I'm president of the Institute of Social Medicine and Community Health in Philadelphia. I'm founder and convener of the National Gay Health Coalition and a member of the board of the National Gay Health Education Foundation, and very active in AIDS work both in Philadelphia and nationally.
Now, the thing that hit me overall about reading and reading about AIDS was that there are such question marks left, and I could see how that would give rise so easily to false fears and false hopes.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to talk a little bit about that, but perhaps before we get into that, if you could give a little background on what the situation is today as far as the number of people who are affected and who those people might be, if we could start.
AIDS is a mysterious, new, and often fatal condition. It essentially is a disorder of the body's natural defenses against disease. One part of the immunity system is knocked out, leaving the person very vulnerable to very serious cancers and infections. If one bout of the cancer or infection is cured, the person is likely to get another and still another, and there is no known cure for AIDS.
Now, is this necessarily a new disease or just something that has grown to such proportions recently?
AIDS, as it is now discussed, is a new disease, although there are other conditions affecting the body's natural defenses which have been known for a long time, some of which are caused genetically, some by chemical agents, pharmaceutical agents, some by biological agents.
Are the actual causes, or what is known at this point about the actual?
No one knows what causes AIDS. No one knows why some people get it and other people don't get it. No one knows how to keep from getting it. Medical scientists can make good guesses about certain aspects of AIDS based on who has it. Most of the people that have AIDS are men. Most of them are between the ages of 30 and 40. Most of them are sexually active gay men, although there are others who shoot drugs. Most of the men are white. Most of the men, although there are others who are black or Hispanic. Most of the men come from New York City, from San Francisco, from Los Angeles, and from Miami. There are a scattering of cases from other large cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and a few cases in many other states throughout the country.
Are there any conclusions that can be drawn from the isolated areas that it has been hit? In other words, is there anything common about gay men or about Haitians or about blood transfusions that has led to any discoveries?
Medical scientists don't know what causes AIDS, but the pattern that exists among people with AIDS suggests that it may be transmitted like a virus. Therefore, the recommendations at this time from medical scientists are that people who have a lot of anonymous sexual partners cut down on the number of such anonymous sexual partners, and that people that shoot up drugs stop doing that.
Is it, what are the first signs, what are the symptoms that people could recognize?
AIDS as a disorder of the natural defense system does not show itself directly. It shows because of the additional diseases, the infections and the cancers that the person is vulnerable to. The symptoms are therefore the symptoms of the diseases that the person gets in addition to the AIDS, the symptoms of the cancers and the infections. There are a number of people who seem to have conditions that are related to AIDS who should be checked. These are people who have unexplained swollen lymph glands in several places in the body, who have night fevers, who lose weight. These symptoms of weight loss, fevers, swollen glands are not explained by other reasons. If a person has such symptoms, they should be checked by a doctor who is knowledgeable about AIDS.
What does that examination consist of? What's involved? Is it a blood test or an overall checkup? Or?
It's a combination of a general checkup and some laboratory tests. There are no specific tests now established to diagnose AIDS. There are many tests which are being studied as possible ways of detecting AIDS before the person gets a serious cancer or infection. But none of them have yet been proven to be definite for diagnosing AIDS.
We talked briefly about false hopes and false fears. Let's get into the fears a little bit first. Maybe we should explain first how it is communicated, what isn't false about the fears here.
The studies of the people who have it show clearly that AIDS is not transmitted or caught by casual contact. All of the nurses and physicians who have been taking care of AIDS patients for the past 2 years have not caught AIDS from the patients they've taken care of. Many AIDS persons live in homes with other people who have not caught AIDS. We don't know why some people get AIDS and why other people do not. The situations for the people who do have AIDS is very similar to the situation for many, many other people who do not have AIDS.
Perhaps you could reiterate again here what things should be avoided. In other words, I mentioned before that there are some people I hear of who are afraid to give blood. Now, for example, that wouldn't be a legitimate fear.
People should not give blood if they have AIDS, if they are in close contact with people with AIDS, or if they are sick in any way.
But they cannot catch AIDS by giving blood.
There is no way to catch AIDS by giving blood. There's no known way to catch AIDS, period. We just do not know what causes AIDS. We do not know how to prevent it. We do not know why some people get it and why some people don't get it.
Now, on the other hand, people who are receiving transfusions, who are receiving blood, are some of their fears legitimate?
Of the millions of people who get blood transfusions, a very few have contracted AIDS. It is suspected that they may have gotten their AIDS through a blood transfusion. This is not proven.
What stage is the, before I get to that, with so little known about the causes, what course does the treatment take at this point?
There is no treatment, no cure, for the underlying condition, no cure or treatment for the disorder of the body's natural defense system. The only treatment we now have are the treatments for the secondary infections and cancers, and many of these can be controlled or even cured.
So at this point, really what we're doing is treating the symptoms, basically.
We're treating the secondary diseases, that attack the human being whose defense systems aren't working properly. We do not know how to treat AIDS.
What kind of work is being done as far as finding a treatment for the disease?
Research people in the federal government and in medical institutions across the country are now doing extensive studies to try to find out what causes AIDS and how to treat it. The federal government is now increasing the amount of money that it will provide for such research. A lot more money is needed. People should write to their congressmen and senators and the president, urging them to give more money for research to find out more about this mysterious and often fatal disease.
What's your personal involvement at this point? Is there specific research that you're conducting, or is it more in the form of collecting data?
Mm-hmm.
Or just exactly what is your part?
Gay physicians and medical scientists throughout the country are actively working on all aspects of the AIDS situation. I am one of the people that is responsible for those gay-sponsored patient services, community education, and research support activities throughout the country and here in Philadelphia, where I live and work.
Do you think it's possible that concern over AIDS and the information which may eventually flood to the public, hopefully, regarding the disease, may somehow in the end generate some better communication or better understanding of gays as a community or as individuals in the nation?
The AIDS situation is having a disastrous impact on the gay communities, particularly in New York City and Philadelphia. It also may have some very positive consequences on gay lifestyles and the attitudes of gay people towards themselves. I do not envision at the moment how it will help the general community understand and work better with gay people. The research on AIDS can be very beneficial in terms of understanding how the body's natural defenses work, also in the relationship of viruses to cancer, and the methods for curing, until now, rare, serious diseases.
You had a number that you wanted to give out. Could you tell us what the number is?
If people need more information about AIDS, there is a toll-free national number. The number is 1-800-221-7044. This is a national AIDS hotline. It will provide information about AIDS and about organizations and physicians in your local community that can help you answer questions about yourself and what you should be doing.
Who's this run by?
This hotline is run by the National Gay Task Force. The number is 1-800-221-7044.
Now, the figure I saw was that 95% of the victims at this point are male. Is there something perhaps that's different about the female immune system that may cause the difference in the numbers there?
7% of the persons with AIDS are women. It is not clear why there is that small number of women. Most of the women who have AIDS do shoot up drugs. Some few of them live with men who do have AIDS.
Now, in the shooting up process, is this a matter of something about taking drugs intravenously, or is it perhaps a matter of dirty needles, or is there anything really known about that?
There is nothing really known. The guess of the medical scientists is that it has to do with dirty needles.
Basically, we're talking to an audience of 16 to 25-year-olds at this point, 63 radio stations across the country. Is there something specific that you would like to be sure that they come to understand because of this program, or is there something specific, some message that you would like to get across to them, given this opportunity?
It is increasingly clear that AIDS is a condition which is affecting a wide range of people, both men and women, black and white, of all ages. Until medical scientists discover the cause and discover methods of treatment, all of us must accept the mystery of this disease without panic.
Without panic, I feel like that's perhaps the key part of that phrase.
The definition of human existence is that we are not immortal. AIDS is just another one of the many conditions and situations facing human beings which prove they're not being immortal.